All through the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, another conflict has continued in Colombia, where a civil war is now decades old. During that time, many people who sought a peaceful solution have been killed. In the 1980s, leftist guerrillas formed a political party to stand for election in Colombia, only to be assassinated by the thousands. The destruction of that party, called the Patriotic Union, still affects Colombian politics today, and it has now been chronicled by Stephen Dudley. He's an American who spent several years in Colombia. He's a journalist whose reports were often heard on NPR. And now he's written a book about the Patriotic Union called Walking Ghosts. And he's in our studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
The title, Walking Ghosts, what does that mean?
Walking Ghosts refers to the people who joined the party. Many of them were members of the Communist Party. Many of them were members of the FARC guerrillas. Many of them were civilians. Many of these people join the party knowing that they would probably die. So they are, in a sense, walking ghosts. They are walking phantoms who understand that their fate has been sealed.
FARC is the
Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, which is the largest guerrilla group in Colombia.
Well, what exactly would make someone a target, though, if he said, I'm putting down my guns, I'm going to come out of the forest, and I'm going to set up shop as a political leader?
The FARC and the Communist Party had a long-standing tradition of using what they called combining all forms of struggle. They would use union movements, they would use peasant movements, they would use student movements, and they would use guerrilla movements all simultaneously in order to take power. And of course, if you have an illegal part of the struggle, in this case the armed group, acting at the same time as a legal part of the struggle, in this case a political party, you're going to put the political party in peril.
How were they killed and by whom?
They were killed mostly by right-wing paramilitaries. These right-wing paramilitaries were created in the early 1980s, about the time that the party was created, as a means by which the military, Colombian military, could retake areas of the countryside that they were losing control of. And the paramilitary groups saw this political party as an extension of the FARC guerrillas and therefore a target in the war.
The most concentrated period of assassinations took place several years before you traveled to Colombia, first as a human rights worker and then as a journalist. What drew your attention to this series of events that took place before you got there?
My interest came from the fact that I met a member of the Patriotic Union. The Patriotic Union at that point was pretty much a defunct party. It was almost a walking ghost in and of itself. This guy was revered. He was the person who was looked upon as sort of a soldier who'd returned from battle. And about a year after I met him, he was assassinated in front of his family. And it drew me into what is really a labyrinth that is Colombian politics, because this particular person was a person who, despite his work in human rights and other areas, he also had connections to the guerrillas. That was something that perplexed me. How could a person who has very strong ties to human rights also maintain his contacts with guerrillas? And it was indeed a manifestation of the strategy of combining all forms of struggle.
You mentioned that some of these assassinations have continued even today.
That's correct. Just a couple weeks ago, a group that follows the case of the Patriotic Union very closely announced that 35 people had been killed last year that were connected to the Patriotic Union last year.
In what way does this story, which dates back to the 1980s, continue to affect Colombian politics today?
The story is incredibly important, in particular for the FARC guerrillas, the largest guerrilla group in Colombia. The FARC leadership will constantly evoke the name of the Patriotic Union when you tell them that you would like for them to sit down at a negotiating table and perhaps even turn in their guns and become a political force. They will say, no, we can never do that because of what happened to the Patriotic Union.
Stephen Dudley is the author of Walking Ghosts. Thanks very much.
Thank you.